Yeah, roger. The little one, is that a Cobra too?
Yeah, affirmative.
Yeah, it's a little bitty one. Fit right in your shirt pocket, almost. And it's got AM/FM. And 4 watts. Full 4 watts on it. And it's really a little portable. And it works real good. Roger that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the old school Cobras and Presidents and stuff that had the unit done. Built chassis and stuff. I'm not into, even though I'm not in the CV no more, I don't care much for these big radios they got out that, you know, has the processor and does all this stuff. I'm not a fan of that. I'm old school. I love the old Couriers and Presidents and high gains and stuff like that, Roger.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, that's what I had back in the 70s. We all ran them in our cars, you know. I had a 102-inch steel whip in the center of my roof. And I had a realistic, and I had 100 watts, very, very dirty 100 watts, if I remember right. And that was my rig in the mobile over. Yeah, Roger, realistic was the next name I was going to bring up. I used to repair CDs, and I used to have a reputation for modifying them, you know, flipping them and making them scream and stuff, and knew what I was doing. And my favorite radios, more or less, were the realistics. I don't know, I just got a thing for them realistic radios. I always loved them. They always worked, they were always dependable, and they just looked nice all the way around there, Roger.
Copy that. This was a 23 channel, and when 40 channel came out, I think there in the late 70s, and I upgraded and got one, and the hell, I forget the brand name. Anyways, it got ripped off, and so I ran around with an antenna and no radio for quite a while, and then I just kind of faded out of it, out of the hobby, and that was the end of that, over.
Yeah, Roger that. As for linears, I ran lots of linears. I ran a couple grand, you know, DNA amplifiers and stuff, Domcos and everything. And I always found the dirty linears are the ones that you got out better with. I always found out the dirtier the better. I know it sounds weird, but I used to get out a hell of a lot further with dirty linears. Here, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we used to ride around, and that thing was so dirty I could ride around. I see somebody's TV going in their window, and I could key up and talk, and it, all you could see was a bunch of light show going on because I was tearing their TV up over.
Yeah, when I was doing the stuff in Detroit, down in this ran down neighborhood was a building where they were making pharmaceuticals, you know, it was a drug, I don't know, you know, pharmaceutical building. And they'd be closed at night. And that's how we used to test our gear. We'd drive by it and key up and modulate. And if the burglar alarm went off, then we know our stuff was working. So we went by and going, audio. And nothing happened. And we'd have to got to go back and straighten that out.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, the good old 70s. I could sit up on this tall hill in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I could get out pretty good. I could get out, and I could talk. When Skip was rolling, I could talk, and make contacts quite a ways away. And, you know, what conditions had to be right, though, over. Yeah, roger that. I had a realistic 40-channel walkie-talkie handheld. This was when they were big, from the 70s. And I used to sit on my porch. I had a motorcycle battery hooked into it. I used to talk. I was able to talk to my friends within a good three, four miles, you know, just off the rod antenna. And one time I was screwing around, and Skip was rolling. I shot Skip to Texas. I was just screwing around. I think I told Texas was coming in. I said something, 385 Texas, don't get out or something. You know, just messing around. And the guy heard me, and it freaked all my friends out there. Roger. Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my buddy's dad in the neighborhood there, he got into it. He bought a 30-foot tower, a round tower. We put it up. And he bought the 4 or 5 element Moonraker beams on a rotor. And then we had a ground plane up there, a Starduster, I think it was. And it had a base station rig. It was a tube. It was an old tube one. I forget the brand. It's been a long time ago with a D-104 microphone. And we'd sit in there talking all over the country with it. Like I said, back in Detroit, because I moved in the 80s, late 80s, I moved up to the Thumb, but I'm going back, you know, 70s, 80s in Detroit. I had a 30-foot tower up. I had a set of PDL-2s. I didn't have a standby, though. I didn't have a standby ground plane, so, but, yeah, that used to be the fun part, was shooting the Skip. I used to love shooting the Skip when the Skip would come out. But, I don't know. Then I moved up to the Thumb, and I was running up there. I was living right along the lake. I was less than a quarter mile away from the lake. And even barefoot, the lake used to carry my signal all the way into Canada, far into Canada and everything. But as time went on and cell phones evolved, about 2003, 2004, there was nobody out there on the radio no more or none, so I basically just quit. I just stopped talking on it, because there was really nobody out there to talk to anymore, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I know it. My line got ripped off and that, and I didn't replace it. I just went into other stuff. Nowadays, it's the battle of watts. It's the battle of watts down south there. Them guys, they got to be running 2 or 3 kilowatts and trying to see who's the best, who can bust through the best. It's quite comical when you start listening to some of it, but that's about what it's evolved into nowadays. Only the strong survive, over.
Roger. Them guys down there on 6 and 11, they run 10,000, 10, 15,000 watts or more. Anyway, I got to go. My battery light's flicking. I don't want this thing done key mid-transmit. Randall, it's good talking to you. I'd like to get back out there and talk to you some more about CB if we get a chance. But you have yourself a good day. You take it easy out there. And WSFZ 793. I'll be clear on your final. My battery's going to die. I don't want it to quit while I'm talking to you, Roger.